Time now for our video pick of the week with our video producer, Luke Graskin. Hey, Luke.
What kind of
video I got for us today?
Well, Ira, you're in for quite a treat this week. This week, we're looking at the science of peeing. Yes.
That's P-E-E-I-N-G.
Yes, peeing, yes.
There's a science to this?
Yes, urination. There is a science to this. It's not as simple as you would think. Mm-hmm. A team of researchers at Georgia Tech, they discovered, gee whiz, there's a gold standard for the duration of urination. And that gold standard is roughly 20 to 30 seconds for most mammals.
Across the they actually took out stopwatches and measured this?
Well, they measured this across most mammals. And it's not 20 to 30 seconds for all mammals. You know, small mammals like mice and bats and things like that, mm-hmm. It's different. This rule, this gold standard doesn't really apply to those animals. This applies to animals from the size of a house cat to the size of an elephant. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, I mean, consider this, you know, a house cat has a very small bladder.
Right.
And an elephant has a really big bladder. And the two animals, you know, they pee for basically the same amount of time. And that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. You know, it's like if you took a cup and you took a jug of water and then you tipped them over, which one would empty first?
Oh, you'd think the cup.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, physiology and gravity at work allows both animals to pee for the same amount of time.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible, right?
It is. Can you try this at home?
You can contribute to the data set. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know, why study this? Seriously. I mean, are we really solving one of life's greatest mysteries? But there's an engineer, a man named David Hu, and he recently became a father. And that got him thinking.
I started thinking about this when I was changing diapers a couple years ago. I was wondering, wow, how could my life be any worse right now? The only way it could be worse if I was changing an elephant's diaper. And then that made me think, well, I wonder what would happen if instead of this 10-pound baby, it was a 8,000-pound baby, and I'd have to deal with the mess. And I started thinking about it, and then and that's when we got started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we got started. So the expression pee like a racehorse, is that valid then?
No, I'm afraid to say it doesn't hold much water anymore. Because we take about the same amount of time. And you know, it's kind of interesting because it's not just a bladder pushing down. There's gravity at work here. Think about it this way. If you take a barrel and then you put a tube above it and you run that tube 30 stories up. Now you fill that tube with water and you fill the barrel with water. You would think, okay, so the tube's just going to start to overflow.
Right,
but that's
right.
Not what happens. The barrel bursts. So you flip the same thing, and now the pressure of the water from the barrel is now pushing down that tube.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's going on inside of a urethra. And that's how you can get all that water out so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the video has a lot more details about this.
All right, so by video pick of the week up there on our website.
Yes, it's streaming. It's our number one video right now on the website. So go check it out.
Streaming video. Any follow-up to this? You got anything?
As the French say, we will do a follow-up if there's enough interest. So go check it out.
All right. I can't top that one. It's up on our website at sciencefriday.com. If you want to go see Lou Graskin's video and something you can try at home yourself with the video, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Thank you, Lou.
No problem, Ira.
That's about all we have of time for today. Charles Berquist is our director. Senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Alexa Lim is our associate producer. Our SciArts producer is Annie Minoff. Luke Graskin is our video editor. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director, spinning the dials or pushing those levers or whatever he does here in New York. And you can go look at the video at our website at sciencefriday.com or point any of your tablets or whatever over there. And if you're wondering, the video is from Flora Lichtman, so you'll appreciate knowing that more and maybe appreciating the video a little bit more. So watch Flora's video there up on our website at sciencefriday.com. Plus, we've got 100 other videos up there. Just point your browser or whatever kind of platform you're using and to our website at sciencefriday.com. And we're tweeting all week. And go to our website. And if you like us on Facebook and We'll talk to you later. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.